All right, we do car reviews on almost a weekly basis. I've got one to do this week, Richard, a 2025 Infiniti QX80, the Autograph Edition. This is their larger SUV, kind of the size, think, you know, Escalade is really the market that they're competing in, you know, the Lincoln side of the fence and so on as well. This one starts out at 110K, 3.5 liter twin turbo V6, 450 horsepower, 9-speed automatic transmission. I average 19 miles to the gallon. And I will tell you, Richard, that at first I could firing it up, I'm like, oh, V6. Yeah. You know, you kind of do that until you drive it. And then I'm like, holy cow, does this thing run? And I'm not exaggerating. This thing ran fabulous.
Angel, it's interesting you say that because I know that they obviously have undergone a refresh on this vehicle, Dad.
They did.
And not, obviously not to mention the underpinnings, because it used to have a V8 in it.
Correct.
And actually, the V8 didn't run half bad, but it sounds like they're going the way of some of their competitors and going with turbocharged. But it sounds like they've got the tuning right on this to where, because that's a big car. It is a big car,
and for those of you listening, you wouldn't think that this vehicle, especially at our elevation and the weight of the car, you know, to Richard's point and so on, this thing puts out 450 horsepower and it's over 500 foot-pound of torque. This thing flat runs, and again, I average close to 20 miles to the gallon. In fact, I kept watching the gas gauge thinking, this thing really isn't moving much. Granted, it's got a big tank, but I'm thinking the mileage must be really good. So then I'm dinking around, going through the computer and so on, which I'll get into in a moment, and figured out, yep, get 19 miles to the gallon. This particular model comes with the ProPilot built-in dash cams front and rear, which, by the way, I will say, very cool. I've never really been in a vehicle where it's all been built in like this one, Richard, and I will tell you that I could see at times where that would be extremely handy to have. So kudos, Infiniti. That part of it is really, I mean, they did that very well. That's all I can say.
Well, and again, especially on a larger car, right? This is meant to haul people, right? Kids,
right?
Other adults, things of that nature. Having something like that is kind of a feature. Like, oh, maybe I can go without it. But like you say, when it's one of those things where you're not really sure you need it until you have it. Then once you have it, you're,
yep,
like, man, I don't know how I was without this.
No, it's awesome. I mean, I enjoy driving it. The ProPilot is their self-driving feature, again, that comes on this Autograph version, Tri-Zone HVAC. And by the way, before any of you start saying, well, yeah, John, but it's $110,000. Yeah, and so are Lincolns, and so are Cadillacs. And you get where I'm going with that, Richard. The reality is that's what they're competing with, and it fits right into that segment.
Yeah, and especially, like you say, in that luxury, large SUV, because I believe this has got a third row, correct?
Seating third row,
seven, I want to say.
Captain's chairs in the middle, full screens. I mean, this thing's got all the technology. I mean, it would take me 15, 20 minutes to go through all of the technology this thing has. Best thing is just get in it and drive it. But, I mean, even adjustable, not just front back on the middle seats, but, like, fully adjustable, like your regular front, you know, drivers and passenger seats. I mean, electric adjustable is what I'm getting at.
Yes, and I was going to say, it's from what it sounds like, that, and you have to have that on these, you know, top level editions.
That's,
and yeah,
right.
Could you get a QX80 for less than this, folks? You absolutely could. Will it still haul people the same way? Yes, it could. But again, this is competing with the best of the best, the top luxury models, all of the different things, right? And it's meant to, right? It's supposed to have every bell and whistle,
and it does,
that you can imagine, for the comfort of the passengers, the driver, that sort of thing. And again, especially if you're, you know, hauling kids, long road trips, whatever it might be, it's got all the creature comforts that you can,
yep,
imagine, and be in this car for a long time and not, maybe, and not feel like you're
no, I know. In fact, we kept commenting. My wife, we went and did quite a bit of driving around over the weekend, and my wife even kept commenting that, you know, man, this is really, I mean, quiet. The ride quality, the way it draw, I mean, everything about it. I mean, I'll just tell Infiniti, you guys did a fabulous job. Your refresh of it was needed. You did a great job. Some people love the look. Some people hate the look. I'm kind of in between. It doesn't bother me. Is it my favorite? It's just a good, I mean, it's a good looking vehicle. They did a great job on the refresh of the nose and everything on the vehicle, the interior creature comforts, everything about this vehicle. If you're in the market for a big full-size SUV that will still get 20 miles to the gallon, you know, running around town and probably more on the highway, Richard, at the end of the day, honestly, this thing competes right in its market with everything else.
I was going to say, and it seems like it does. I've seen some of the newer runs running around town. It seems like, again, you know, the refresh, they kind of had a rounded edge right before.
It's we used to call it the football car.
We did. Because the color we got it in, I think, was, you know, kind of like brown, like a football.
Chocolate.
But
yeah.
It seems chocolate. That's right. And so, honestly, from what I can see, Dad, this sounds like a fantastic car. And if you're in the market, again, for that large three-row SUV, which there's not a ton of them, and there's some three-row SUVs, Dad, but they're not large like this one.
That's right.
And other, you know, other varieties, it sounds like this is definitely right up there, and people should be wary, or, you know, should be mindful of it.
That's right.
To include in their selection.
It's a small segment. There's not a lot of manufacturers doing full-size three-row SUVs. This thing's got every bell and whistle you can imagine. So if you're in the market, I would highly recommend, don't just go out and drive a Cadillac, just don't go out and drive a Lincoln, go test drive an Infiniti QX80 as well. You will not be surprised, or I should rephrase it. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at how well and comfortable this particular vehicle is. And their infotainment thing, Richard, in closing, top notch. Finally redid all of that, much, much better than it used to be. No more of the goofy little click wheel and some of the things they've done in the past. All that's gone. Total refresh. The thing is awesome. Again, folks, if you're in the market for one of these things, go check it out at your local Infiniti dealer. Tell them that John and Richard Rush, both from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason, sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.